Here we are at Leader Bank. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and that means this is Radio Entrepreneurs. It also means I'm with Sushil Tuli. Welcome. Thank you very much for the show.
Jeffrey, thank you so much. We really appreciate you bringing your radio station to Leader Bank's headquarters here, and also having our clients to come in and interview them. Thank you.
That's very nice of you. And you're also hosting the Radio Entrepreneurs Cafe for the spring session, and we're looking forward to that as well.
We are looking forward to that. The speaker is awesome. I have listened to him so many times, and I think the reason we have more than 50 people coming, because we have the best speaker.
I heard him once, and I wanted to hear him again. He's great. Now, our next guest got a high bar now, so it's Paul Green, owner of Lynn Green Interiors.
Along with my wife, Lynn.
Who's not here, yes. Right. She's off at a special family event today.
Yes, she is, yes.
But let's talk about her behind her back.
We will.
Okay, so tell us about Lynn Green Interiors.
Yeah, I like to say, Lynn, out of high school, she was an administrator at a big office, and then she actually went to nursing school, became an LPN for about 7 years. But she later really had a flair for the decorating. She really wanted to get into it. So we, after about 7-8 years before she had from nursing, she decided we bought a decorating franchise, but it was a bad business model. We worked out of a van with samples, and it was free consulting, and with the franchise fees, it just didn't work out, and it worked. But she got a lot of hard knocks training from this, the training for decorating, and so. In about the early, late 80s, we entered our first retail store where we had samples. It was at 162 Cambridge Street, which is the old building 19 and a half. If anybody's seen that lately, they tore it all down. But from then, after being there for about 8 years, we moved up the street to 135 Cambridge Street in Burlington. And we had an office there, which we started, and that was our first gallery. And this is where we tied in with Hunter Douglas Corporation, which is major, and we became an exclusive just for their products. We just sold their shades and blinds because they guaranteed everything, and that's why it's been a great association for us. And my son started working. He's a master installer, and he's one of the best installers in New England. He goes to Colorado on a regular basis to get updated training. So when you get him in your house to sell the blinds and shades, he knows what he's talking about, and so he does a great job. So he's actually been part of the business even from the first storefront. So from 135, that building was the owner was trying to, the building was getting run down, and we knew we had to, what was going to happen. We ended up moving up to 15 Cambridge Street in Burlington, right across from the Cafe Escadrille. And this was our newest location where we built one of the largest Hunter Douglas galleries in New England. And it's it has all the displays now, and this people can now come and touch the product and feel it. And then my daughter also came to work. She's now our office administrator, and she does all our marketing and handles all the appointments, the clients, and so we've done a lot. And that's when we moved to this location, is where our association with
Leader Bank
came in, with a gentleman named Paul Mitchell, which I know he no longer works here, but he came out with one of his assistant managers right to our store, and that's when we got our first SBA loan with Leader. And it worked out very well, because when we moved to that location, we didn't really have, the extra funds to do it. We just did it, but there was a lot of expenditures that were needed to go with that move. And so we, so this was very helpful in to get to, and I'm talking about Leader because it was a person.
And we didn't even ask you.
No, but it was a person you could talk to,
right,
is what I'm saying. A lot of, we had these other banks, and you're always talking to somebody different. And Paul, I could call him up, and if I needed something, if he couldn't do it, he would get the help that I needed to do. And so this was very helpful. And now, in this new storefront, it was an auto parts location, and they made two retail spaces. There's actually a yarn shop right beside us, which, you know, when we're in the other store, but it also has a huge basement that we made the last few years when we were able to hire more people. We put a repair center together, which is another great feature. Hunter Douglas pays us to repair lines that we didn't sell. We were able to sell our lines. We can fix anything, and with the space, we're able to. It brings in a lot of people. Like, people come in with broken blinds or blinds that are, you know, that, and then they come back when they need new ones. They'll come to us because they know us, and then they see that we can do the work. And Lynn is the decorator that, you know, she does the she goes into a room and she can see it, what it needs and how it fits and the colors and the style, like the soft treatments, you know, the window treatments. And we also sell custom furniture, we sell rugs, anything for the home we can sell out of there, you know, and because we have the showroom to display it. And we get a lot of repeat and referrals, and that's a big part of our business.
And you really are a family business, aren't you?
Yes.
You've described almost everyone.
Yeah, and they put me up. There's also a space upstairs with no windows. That's where my office is, and that's where I cut the checks and everything like that.
So, Paul, you mentioned Paul Mitchell, and the other person who you dealt with is Tripti Das, our branch manager. Tell us, when you come into Leader Bank branches, what do you feel at that time?
Well, a lot of times they want me to sit down and relax, but I just say, hey, I got to make this, I got to get going. But no, they're very comfortable. And when I say, I like to mention Tripti, because when Paul Mitchell left, and, you know, now I had someone, I had her number. And just recently, we did this big warehouse over where my son ran the whole job. We brought painters in, Lynn picked the colors, we put carpet down. So it was a big, big job. And they made his payments to us, and they're big checks. And you know how you had policy is to hold those checks for 5 to 7 days, whatever, you know. And I would, you know, after about a week or so, I'd call Tripti. I'd say, hey, can you get those funds released now? Because we got to update with our vendors that are working on. We give them in payments too. And she said, no problem. And she would do it. No, she would do it. And I could just call her and ask her. And next hour, it would be done. You know.
Yeah, that's the thing at Leader Bank. We make feel our clients feel very welcome. Personal service, because we design our products and services based upon our clients' need. As you said, you need funds, you call Tripti, she will release those funds because we know you. We know your business model, and we help you out there.
Yeah, because we moved our whole credit card, sales, everything to Leader, and they backed us. And I'm currently, we just, because it's 5 years are up, we only a couple of payments left on our last loan, and I've asked Tripti to work on getting a new one, just so I can consolidate everything else into one payment to you guys, and that way there, you know, I just find it, it's very convenient. And like I said, it's nice to have someone, you know, I'm hoping to send, my son's looking to get a mortgage, and I'm going to say,
great.
Go see
Tripti. Let's talk about your business. This is very interesting because, you know, we see all those, I wouldn't name some of those radio ads we listen to, but the competition franchise. I think family-owned small businesses are always better than the big franchise business, because then you don't have to follow their guidelines, their rules, and add the franchise fees to it. But so you guys just do like in the neighboring towns in Middlesex County, or you will go anywhere in Massachusetts?
Yeah, we've gone as far as down to Cape Cod and wherever, because a lot of times people, they refer us, so we'll go to the North Shore, we'll go to Gloucester, Ipswich, wherever. But you know, a lot of our business is Burlington, Arlington, Lexington, you know.
And you mentioned warehouse, so that means you also do for businesses as well as for residences.
Well, this, you know, we do. But this came up, I don't know if I mentioned, it was F.W. Webb, a big company, and they have a lot of warehouses. And they, it was just a project that no one wanted to take on. So this friend of that, the guy that did the flooring said, can you guys, you know, take this on with the products? And so my son took it on, and they're very happy, and they just completed it. It was a big project, like I said, painting the whole warehouse. And,
Paul,
and
you're doing a great interview. Have you done it many times before?
Well, can I tell you that I'm also assistant I coach. I have twin daughters. One works at the store. The other one is outside, but she's a head softball coach at North Reading High School. And guess who her assistant coach is? That would be me. And so I have a lot of fun. That's my part-time job.
Well, that's great. That's great. So you know how to communicate. It was great.
So we get a few interviews.
We turn the mics on. You used up all the time. We've been speaking with Paul Green, owner of Lynn Green Interiors. Paul, if someone's looking for Lynn Green Interiors, how would they find?
Yeah, LynnGreenInteriors.com, and there we're a Hunter Douglas website will also get us there, because like I said, we're one of the top Hunter Douglas retailers in this region.
Right. So. And I want to thank Leader Bank, clearly a step ahead, the hosts of Radio Entrepreneurs, for this whole segment of entrepreneurship. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.